On January 9th, the town of Brome Lake held its first town council meeting for 2023. One of the items on the agenda was to pass a resolution to maintain the bilingual status of the town of Brome Lake. Mayor for the town of Brome Lake, Richard Burkham, speaks to CIDI about why the town has had to go through this process and the benefits of maintaining its bilingual status. Good day, all. I am your host, Taylor McClure, for CIDI's daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. After a two-week hiatus to celebrate the holidays, we are back with more content, and we thank you for tuning in. Thank you so much, Richard, for being here with me today. You held a town council meeting on Monday, Mr. Burkham, to pass a resolution to maintain the bilingual status of Brome Lake. For our listeners who might not be aware, can you explain why the town had to go through this process to maintain this status?
Certainly. Well, under Bill 96, which came into law by the provincial government, concerning in one part of Bill 96 was a bilingual status of towns, you know, that already have the bilingual status. Any town under 50% of residents that have their English as their first language, we would have to adopt a resolution, since town of Brome Lake is 42.7% of the population as English as their mother tongue. So we would have to adopt, I believe it's 120 days to adopt a resolution after we got notification from the Quebec Language Office, and which we did in the middle of December. We thought that we would probably may not even get this notice, but all the other towns, I guess it was sent out to all the towns that have bilingual status that are below 50%. There are some towns that are over 50%, like one here in the MRC, the village of Brome is over 50% of English, so they do not have to adopt a resolution to that effect. So we did. We adopted the resolution stating we were keeping our bilingual status, and it was unanimous, and henceforth we will send this back to the provincial government. We put on record that we are keeping our right to have a bilingual town.
And can you just maybe explain and give more details as to what it means to have this bilingual status? What are the benefits of keeping this status for the municipality?
Well, for the municipality, I mean, it's the communication with, the biggest part is the communication with the English population. The town will do most of this, the information we send out, our council meetings, everything, you know, is all in French and English. If we didn't have the bilingual status, of course, we would not be able to operate, have signs, half French, half English, stuff like that. Everything, our key things, like our tax bill we sent out, anything to do with the town, basically. There is some bylaws that are very extensive, and they are just in French only, but if someone requests them to be in English, then we translate them, but some of them are already in both languages, but most of the time we operate all the time in French and English.
Okay, so if you didn't have the status, all communications and whatnot would have to have been in French only.
That is correct, exactly, yeah.
Okay, now why did the town of Brome Lake think that it was important to keep this status?
Council was unanimous. Bilingualism remains a great asset, you know, for our community. I mean, it was built on this, and this cohabitation, you know, is going to be preserved. That is for sure. I guarantee that, and the council guarantees it also. It is essential for the democratic life of the municipality, you know, that we continue to serve our English-speaking fellow citizens, as myself. I'm English, my mother tongue is English, you know, mm-hmm. You know, in their mother tongue. So, you know, it was a no-brainer for us. I mean, I grew up in this town, you know, I worked on the police here for 43 years and became mayor in 2013. And it was always the French and English getting along we've never, basically to my knowledge, had a problem over language issues. We lived together, we talked French and talked English. You know what I mean? So we survived together, and we're proud of this this co-living together that we have done over the years. And there was not one negative comment concerning, you know, us keeping our bilingual status. So it's proof, as they say, it's proof in the pudding, right? That you know, with nobody contesting it, nobody's mentioning it, just people saying, are we going to keep it? We have to keep it. Well, we did, and we are going to keep it, and we'll continue to keep it also.
Yeah, and there's also a really big history here and heritage of the Anglophone population as well.
Well, yes. I mean, you know, it's slowly the English population has decreased. I mean, back when I started in 71 working here on the police, it was probably, I don't know, probably around 80-20, 80% English-speaking, 20% French-speaking. And slowly the evolution has changed, and now it's 42%, you know, English, and that's the way it's going. That's the evolution. But yes, the history and the heritage of this town was built around that. There's a lot of other towns that have expressed the same ideas too, that, you know, that it's very important to serve and not to forget about, you know, the English people and how the town was built, and how also the French have contributed to the building of this, the town of Brome Lake also. Like I said, we have got always along great together. We're a prime example to the rest of the province, how we live together and operate in both languages, and there's no, you know, dealings contrary to that.
When the town was discussing this, did you have a lot of citizens that were concerned about this status?
There was a lot when it first came out, and I believe the town of Cote Saint-Luc passed a resolution way back last year. They asked us why we didn't do it. We told them it's only symbolic. They're still going to have to redo the other one once they get the notice. So we're gonna wait till we got the notice. And they were worried that we should have sent the first a resolution in, but it was only symbolic. We told them that, but there was a lot of questions about it, and we got to keep that. You know, we've got to keep this bilingualism. And there was nobody saying, well, we're going to get rid of it. You know, why don't you get rid of it? You know, no, it was always for keeping the bilingual status. And that is what we did on Monday.
And now that the resolution has been passed, what happens next? You sent that resolution to the government. Do you have to be accepted? Do you have to wait for a response back? What happens now that this has been put forward?
Oh, no, we're already accepted with the resolution. Okay. There's no acceptance on the part of the Quebec Language Office. I mean, it takes just a resolution to confirm that we're keeping our bilingual status because we already have it. So that's it.
Okay. And do you know if this is something that is going to have to be done yearly?
Well, that is something to be looked at. I think probably not yearly, but probably maybe in 4 years or something, it would have to be renewed. Maybe, I don't know. I would have to look at it through the Greffier Owen Falcaro to see exactly. But whatever it takes, that's what we'll be doing. Let's say look at every time there's an election, municipal election, and like in November of 2025, would they be obliged then to do it again with a new council coming in? But with this council that's here, we've certainly opted to keep the bilingual status, so I don't know for sure, but if it takes that, it takes it, we'll do it. That's all.
Now, from your perspective, do you think that other municipalities that currently have this bilingual status, do you think that it's important that they protect it and that they go out of their way to do so?
Oh, certainly, certainly. I mean, there's a lot of other towns. I think there's 16 or 19 towns in the townships, eastern townships, that got the notice. The ones that were over 50, like I said, Brome Village, I think all the towns will be wanting to keep their bilingual status to be able to serve the English population to the maximum, that's for sure.
I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Richard, that you think would be important for Brome Lake citizens to be aware of.
No, I mean, it's going to be work as normal. I mean, it certainly has created a lot of questions and a lot of people not at ease with the way this bill came in, and of course being the bilingual status on top of it, but we have dealt with it and we'll keep on dealing with whatever comes up, and we'll continue forward.
I just wanted to say thank you again, Richard, for speaking with me. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime, Taylor.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.